I forgot I was recording. Weed, man. Welcome to I Quit Gambling So I Started a Podcast, hosted by comedian Benny Lake. That's me. I'm here just laying on the couch. Gonna bring you another episode. Why not? Got a couple things on my mind I want to get off my chest. I'm gonna play another set for you. Got more laughs. How about that? Material's been really good. I just haven't been showing up, you know? Still on the streak, not gambling. 15 months, over 15 months. It's great. Anchor, they came out with this thing. You can make a trailer for your podcast, only a minute long. And I cut a little promo, did some editing, put some pictures on it. And I posted that all around, posted on my Instagram, where you can follow me. Just look, search for Benny Lake. Facebook, just, you know, send me a friend request. Send me a message. Talk to me. Just search Benny Lake. And Twitter, at Benny Lake Wins. So get that, you know, social media stuff out of the way. I decided to cook some steaks tonight. And I cook them on my George Foreman. I got a George Foreman. And the thing is, every time I got to unplug the George Foreman, I feel like it's life or death. I feel like it's I'm going to die. I'm going to die when I unplug this. I get scared. I get nervous. George Foreman, they don't have the on-off switch. There's no on-off switch on a George Foreman. It's 2020. It seems very dangerous. Like, aren't you not supposed to pull stuff out if they're on? Like, I don't pull my vacuum out if it's on, you know? I'm not going to do that with the vacuum. You think I'm going to do that with a grill? A hot grill? Electrocution? Sitting around. It's by my sink. It's by my sink. There's water everywhere. I clean the dishes, but it's a disaster. And water gets everywhere. And it's right by this George Foreman. So now I got to unpull a thing by a pool of water. Like, ugh. It's crazy. They should make a reality show. Why isn't there no on-off switch? It's, you know, George Foreman grill. How has it not occurred to add one of those? How did it get approved? I feel like it should be illegal. I feel like it shouldn't have even been allowed to be made. This guy's made $1 billion and he can't put an on-off switch on the thing. I don't understand. I don't get it. Doesn't make sense. The other day I was walking around on the strip, and it's crazy. There's this guy, he walks around, he's got a snake around his neck. And I'm walking the strip, I'm hanging out with this girl, and the guy just comes up with the snake, and he tries to like shove it in my face. He goes, I want to take a picture? I want to take a picture of the snake? So I punched him in the fucking mouth, asshole. He's coming up to me out of nowhere with the snake. But the thing is, snake fell to the ground, so I fucking ran, you know? And the girl caught up with me, and she's all pissed off because I left her there alone with the snake. And we're arguing back and forth. We walk into the stratosphere. And when we walk in, the lady goes, are you two married? And I'm in sarcastic mode because I'm arguing with my girlfriend. So I'm like, no, we're not married. We're just fucking. So the lady gives me condoms, stratosphere condoms. Fucking here, take these then. It was a very weird interaction for a concierge. But, you know, it's Vegas. I guess be safe. But whatever, I got the condoms and we go eat and, you know, we make up, obviously, and so when you make up, you gotta have make-up sex, you know? So we get back to the house, and turns out I'm out of condoms, except for the condoms that the stratosphere gave me. So I use the condom, I put the condom on, and they're fucking unbelievable. They are shaped exactly like the stratosphere hotel. The condom, it looks just like the stratosphere hotel. And the roller coaster that hangs off the side it's perfect because it hits the clit. It just hits the clit like it's crazy. I mentioned I got a set to play. Let's play the set.
Love, because they don't deserve it. Please give it up for Penny Lane.
What's going on? All right. Who here's done? Who's here's dating? Who's on the dating scene? No. Dating's hard. Dating's hard when you get older because you don't want to settle. You know, you don't want to settle. I'm looking for a woman. I need to check 3 boxes. Number 1, interested. 2, low self-esteem. You can relate. How you doing? All right, all right. 3, willing to shave my back. Do you know how hard it is to shave your own fucking back? It's the worst fucking part about being single. And I don't have to shave my back like fucking once a month. I gotta shave my fucking back like fucking 2 times a week. I have no hair here, but everywhere else on my fucking body, there's hair. My asshole has hair. It's like God, like they built me upside down. It's fucking. But dating's tough, man. Dating's tough. Ladies, where are my ladies at? Where are my ladies, huh? Let me give you some advice, all right? When you go out on a date with a guy and you order the most expensive thing on the menu, finish it. That's it. I don't want a piece of it. I don't want to take it to go. I don't want to put food in my car. My car smells like food. When you order the most expensive thing on the menu, finish it. I didn't tell you to eat 2 rolls before dinner. That was you. If you wanted rolls, I got you all the rolls you wanted for free. And don't give me that cute little look before you order it. Just fucking order it. And they bring it to you and put it in front of you. Finish it. And ladies, when you go on a date with a guy, you should be legally obligated to tell him everything that's going on with your body before you go on a date. I'm out with this girl and it's getting hot and heavy. And she says to me, we need to slow down. And I'm like, why? She goes, it's my time of the month. And I'm like, you couldn't have told me that before I spent $500 on dinner and a hockey game? Well, then I ask her, I say, hey, are your gums bleeding? She goes, no, why do you ask? I go, well, what's your thoughts on oral? She goes, well, I'd be willing to do it, but if I'm being honest with you, I've never done it before. What? Bullshit, right? I know, believe me. But she goes, what do I do? So I'm like, finish it. Just finish it. With the food, I know, yeah. Honestly, if you finish the second thing, we really don't care about you finishing the first thing. So. Guys, I'm a recovering degenerate gambler. I recently went 14 months, celebrated 14 months without gambling. And I quit 2 things in my life, smoking and gambling. And like when you quit smoking, you have dreams where you smoke a cigarette and you wake up and you're like, Ma, fuck, I smoked. This sucks. Then you realize, oh, I didn't smoke. I'm glad I didn't smoke. But when you gamble and you have a dream that you hit a jackpot for like $1 million and you wake up and you're like, I'm fucking rich. This is unbelievable. And then you realize that's not how gambling works. You're still fucking broke. But you wish that you gambled. Like, you're not happy that you quit, you know? It's the fucking difference. Gambling is sick. Sick. The biggest gamble I ever took, I was living in Pennsylvania. I hooked up with this chick and the condom broke. Came right in her. And she screams at me, now you gotta get the morning after pill. And I'm like, I'm not going to get it. I paid for the condoms. She's like, no, you didn't. I'm like, yeah, you're right. So then I had to tell her the real reason. I was dead broke with my huge gambling problem, and I couldn't afford to buy the thing. So she gives me $50 to go to the store. And I'm like, why don't you give me $100? That way I can get 2 in case this ever happens again. And she just looks at me and she's like, trust me, this is never happening again. But so I take the $50 and I go straight to the racetrack where I put it on a horse named Morning After. And the horse ended up winning the race at 50-1 odds. Do you know what that pays? You know what that pays? $2,500. So then I got in the car and I moved to Vegas. All right, guys, I'm Bailey. Thanks for listening.
That's another set from Rebar here in Las Vegas every Tuesday night. Open mic, free comedy, hosted by my man Jay Rivera. Good guy. I love it there, man. Weather's getting nicer, so if you're in Vegas, head out on a Tuesday night. They got beer, they got food, they got comedy. How can you beat it? I was scrolling through Craigslist the other day, and I came across an application for a game show. The game show Catch 21, hosted by Alfonso Rivera. I think that's his name. Carlton from The Fresh Prince. And I submitted. I put the information and I emailed him. So hopefully, maybe I'll get on a game show. You can win $25,000. It involves playing blackjack. So I should be really good at it. And apparently there's trivia. And I was worried about if I could answer questions because I'm a moron. So I saw a YouTube video of it, what the questions are, and they seem very easy. So I'm not too worried about the question portion. I'm excited. Hopefully I get the call back on that because I've never been on a game show. And to be honest with you, I've never met anybody who's been on a game show. You know? Got all these game shows in the world. So many game shows. And I've never met anybody who's been on a game show. It doesn't make sense. This one time I wasn't on a game show that made TV. But this one time I was took a vacation to Italy, and they were starting up the Price is Right. Like, it was the first time they've ever done it. So I went to this show. It was like an open show, and I was one of the first four contestants to get called up to bid. And I'm the fourth guy to bid. Turns out I'm getting to be the fourth guy to bid. It's me and three other Italians who clearly didn't understand the game. Because we go to bid, they show the object, and we go to bid the actual retail price. And the first Italian is like, oh, I got this. I bid a $1. Right? He spoke English, which was weird. I thought he would speak Italian, but he spoke English. And so the first guy bids $1. And then the second guy comes up and he's like, oh, this is easy. I bid a $2. You know, he bids $2. First guy $1, next guy $2. It's fucking insane. Again, speaks English, not Italian. Very weird. Third guy comes up. He goes, oh, I got this. I bid a $3. Same as the price of the pizza at my pizza shop. He fucking plugged his pizza shop. But again, in English, you know. So the first guy bids $1. Next guy bids $2. Then I bid $3. Or then the third guy bids $3. So it's up to me. So if you're familiar with The Price is Right, you know. So you just bid a dollar more, which I still can't believe is a thing. 2020, they're still letting people bid $1 more on The Price is Right. Fucking have some balls, you know, have some balls, which is why when it came to me, you know, I overthink things. So I say $5,000. Actual retail price, $4,999. The guy that fucking bid $3 won. I was $1 over, $1 over. I almost won it. I almost won this, you know, you get to guess it right. You get like an award. I'm not sure how it worked in Italy. I don't know if they had that aspect yet. It was just the first time doing it. But yeah, it's a crazy, you know, story about a game show type atmosphere. And it was The Price is Right. It just never made television, obviously. But I think about these game shows and like Family Feud is another one. I was watching YouTube clips of epic fails on game shows. And I found this one where it's the biggest fail of Family Feud in the history, is at least that's what it says on YouTube, so it's got to be a fact. but it's the biggest fail ever in Family Feud history. And what it is final round, the final, you know, the speed round, two people go. And the father goes up, and he puts up 182 points in the first round. You only need 200 to win the 10,000. He puts up 182, and there's still another person to go. So he takes 182, his daughter comes out. You hear the father scream, you know, I told you I could handle it, Andrea, I believe was her name. And he screams at her. He's all excited. They got 182. She only needs 18 points to get to 200. So they ask her the five questions, you know, same questions they just asked the father. And she scored a total of 0 points. She got zero on all five of them, zero. I think one of them she skipped and never even got back to. All five, she got zero. They finished with 182. And the family comes out and they console her and they hug her and, you know, she's all upset. But that got me thinking about what the car ride home was like on that day. You know what I mean? Like, driving home and, you know, the father's in the front seat and Adriana's in the back. I don't really remember her name, but she's in the back seat. And the father's just going like, you know what? You couldn't have answered like the number four best answer on the subjects. Because if we got like five fourth best answers, we probably could have got 18 points. Like, are you that stupid? You couldn't think of the top four things in the category, you know? We weren't asking. I got all the number ones. I understand. I'm not asking you to get number twos. Just get like the fourth best answer on like four of them. And we fucking have $10,000. But no, Adriana, I fucking told you I can handle it. I handle it. But I guess I had to handle all of it. Not, you know, 182 points worth of it. Fucking Ariana, whatever her name was. But, and she's in the back crying, you know, and her brothers are, they all hate her. And yeah, that's how I picture the car ride home after that situation. Game shows are fun, man. Game shows, there's so many game shows. Wheel of Fortune. Wheel of Fortune. I love Wheel of Fortune. But I don't understand how you don't lead with S. You should always lead with S. It's in like 90% of the words in the English language. You always got to start by guessing S. And when they don't do that, I'm screaming at the TV like S. S. Just S. Just guess an S. The category is things with S's. Get S, guess S, and they never leave a S. I mean, they do, but not all the time. Should do it all the time. And when these people buy vowels, like there's vowel, I hate it. When they buy a vowel, I get so angry. Such a waste of money. Gamble. Spin that fucking wheel until there's no letters left. Make Vanna walk up and down that fucking stage. Gamble. Don't be scared. Be scared of the bankrupt. Wheel of Fortune, man. And I think I've reached my max on game shows. Hoping to hear back from the people from Catch 21. It'd be a great opportunity. Maybe I could win $25,000. And I could keep this comedy thing going, you know. So, yeah. I think we've reached the point of the show where I should update the counter. We currently sit at 36 episodes without gambling. So why don't we update that counter right now to 37 episodes without gambling? That was a Minute Maid container. I'm getting really lazy with these sounds. Once again, just me laying on the couch, taking it, you know, doing this the easy way, just telling you what's on my mind while I'm laying on the couch. This might be the easiest podcast that was ever made. It really might be. All right, guys, it's time to finish it. Just finish it.